playing something that people know. We can't, you know, the improv has to be really, it's very actually more difficult than it seems when you're up there. If you're in the audience watching, it seems like we're just throwing around, but you're always constantly going, all right, I don't want to go here, I don't want to go there, I don't want to take it too far, because we have to stick to the script and get through the script.
All of the sort of original moving parts of Robin's, you know, germ of an idea are still there, right? So people show up, we're still reading a script, so folks don't need to memorize it. But as John was suggesting, they do still need to prepare because even if you plan to improvise in advance based on, you know, a line in a script, the flow of the show may indicate at that particular moment of time, yeah, no, I'm not going to do this. So there is some sort of in the moment calculation that occurs. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at.
Well, Lynn, we've mentioned a few of the actors. David has, John has. I mentioned Phil Proctor of the Firesign Theater. There's three kids in the hall: Kevin McDonald, Dave Foley, Mark McKinney, Lorraine Newman from SNL, Phil LaMarr, Deborah Wilson from Mad TV, Mindy Sterling, Ray Romano, Fred Willard, Jeff Garland, George Wendt, Marshall Wallace. So it's kind of like being part of this improv hall of fame.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I got to work with Fred Willard, and I, you know, he was just fantastic, and he was a friend. And you go and you see old friends, and so many of us have histories together, and it's just fun to get together and play.
We've been talking with David Koff, artistic director of Fake Radio, actor, writer, producer Jonathan Stark, co-creator of According to Jim, and actress Lynn Stewart, who you might know as Miss Yvonne on Pee-wee's Playhouse. They'll be performing in Fake Radio's version of the holiday classic Miracle on 34th Street from the original 1947 Lux Radio Theater broadcast this Sunday, December 3rd, at EcoTrust Irving Street Studio, 907 Northwest Irving Street in Portland. You can learn more about Fake Radio Sunday Show and purchase tickets in advance on their website, fakeradio.net. I'm Ken Jones with KBOO's News in Depth, wishing you all a miraculous holiday season.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO radio station is located in Portland, Oregon, in Multnomah County. We honor the indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on: the Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tumwater, Watlala bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin, Kalapuya, and many other indigenous nations of the Willamette and Columbia River regions. It is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationship to each other and the living world. We establish and support harmony within ourselves and set the stage for praxis.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the end in first then?
Portland. Hello, hello. Welcome to another Thursday evening. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. Today is a very special show. We're going to be playing all John Trudell today to honor the late, great John Trudell, who walked on December 8th, 2015. So we will be playing all John Trudell today for today's show. No TP Talk today. just John. John Trudell was an amazing activist and also friend of KBOO as well. And we just want to honor him here, his memory of the show. We miss you, John, and we want to honor your memory in the best way we can. So, with that being said, this is our tribute to John Trudell here on KBOO Portland Rose City Native Radio.
Rich man's war. Industrial streets. Class lines, money talks. Turning language to paper pieces. Rich man's war. Free man society. Raging violent insecurity. Nuclear man, nuclear woman, unclear how to act. Rich man's war. Pershing's cruising Europe. America, Russia. Governmental nuclear views. Industrial allies cutting the world as though they cannot see blood flowing. Rich man's war. Central America bleeding, wounds same as Palestine and Harlem. Three Mile Island in El Salvador, Pine Ridge in Belfast. Rich man's war. The poor, starving for food, starving for land, starving for peace, starving for real. Rich man's war. Attacking human, attacking being, attacking earth, attacking tomorrow. Rich man's war. Thinking of always war. Thinking of always war. With machines for ancestors. New unborn generations. Chemical umbilical cords are only wiring. In your electrical progress, human lives burnt offerings to the god greed. With lies for ancestors. There is no truth in some futures. Rulers of minds feeding next generation souls to the control machine. Sacrifice ritual for the proper technology. With isolation for ancestors. There's only the present, bought by the credit material users. Forging chains binding you to destruction. Compliments of your deities. The industrial priest. Face who we really are. Some point we have no choice. Distant star, distant light. In real world, we are human being. In shadow of real world, we are being human. Neon mask for neon flash. Distant thunder, distant cloud. Passion's rain. Drenched in possession, what we take is hard to do. What we do is hard to take. Someone's are crazy, or maybe we take turns. Dreaming about some kind of life, we say it could have been different. But it wasn't, because we weren't. No matter what, it turns out the same. A lot of things we said weren't true. Industrial stories in an electric instant. Neon mask. Neon flash. Neon flash. Thing is, nihilistic desires. Civilized, gone insane. Didn't imagine it turning like this. Some things start good and go bad. Some things get bad and stay bad. Are we caught in between living a lie or not living at all? Eliminated choices, lost in dreams we let go. Memories we never got to have, something else to think about. Waking up in industrial society, surrounded by angry days. Going through motions of not being. Wanting the best but not expecting it. Surviving paid for in dreams. Feeling like a world alone. Serving God with the devil to pay. Feeling like something in no place. What goes on in hell anyway? Thing is, it has to do with heart. We have to understand what hearts are for before we can get back. To heaven or paradise. Or the power in our mind.
So no use in wishing, hoping, and wanting. And those if only and those coulda, shoulda, and wouldas are just troubles for the head. And crying around about most anything is just a waste of tears.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Life doesn't put anything in front of us that we can't handle. It's all in the handling. Coherent or incoherent. Clarity or chaos. Another thing. Everything that ever happens is there to make us stronger. And when we understand, our strength gets stronger. And when we don't understand, our weaknesses get stronger. It's an inevitability.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And when falling down falls down, how down can falling down
fall? Falling down falls down, how down can falling down fall?
And when getting back up gets back up, how up can getting back up get back up? In the reality of being, reality waits for human recognition, to recognize the power of intelligence clearly used is a way of seeing, curing, healing spirit. It's not about whether we can or can't. It's about whether we will or we won't.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. The blamers and the blamed.
The blamers and the blamed.
Play a dangerous game.
Play a dangerous game.
Turning responsibility into another one of their casualties. Inside of ourselves and amongst ourselves. Desperating, while hidden behind the light cast by our shadows. Life holds its breath, and alive wants us to live the gift we were given. It's a decision we make.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So no use in wishing, hoping, and wanting. And those if only and those coulda, shoulda, and wouldas are just troubles for the head. And crying around about most anything is just a waste of tears.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
The sky is falling. All is falling. All is falling. Won't stop falling. Won't stop falling. There's too much sky. Too much sky. In a civilized sanity of aggression, war machine on the loose, jackboots prowling, blooding the earth, sons and daughters killing, sons and daughters dying. At the temples of the money kings, the rich turn their backs on the poor. Legends of all men are created equal, and woman never was God's favorite. And Earth is a woman dominated, a victim of an abusive relationship. Being part of the life, or something like it, the way we feel sometimes, we're the glue holding it together, or we're the ticking time bomb, those times of too much to take, when we've already taken more than we can. Temples of the money kings. The rich turn their backs on the poor. Legends of all men are created equal. And woman never was God's favorite. And earth is a woman dominated, a victim of an abusive relationship. Too much sky, too much sky, too much sky. All this falling, all this falling, all this falling. Won't stop falling, won't stop falling, won't stop falling. There's too much sky, too much sky, too much sky.
There are two perceptions of reality. There's a religious perception of reality, and there's a spiritual perception of reality. The religious perception of reality is about guilt, sin, and blame, and that's the trap. That's the chains that holds every citizen. Spiritual perception of reality is about responsibility. We're all responsible. We're not guilty, we're responsible. And it's trying to make our way through these two perceptions of reality. That seems to be the biggest problem we're confronted with as human beings on the planet right now. Because the religious perception of reality is about dominance. It's not about responsibility. It's about subservience and male authoritarian figures. And the religious perception of reality is about life and respect and responsibility. I think that the New World Order is marching on. You know, to me, in my own mind, it comes closer and closer that it is very real, that even though Germany and the Axis lost World War II, I don't think that the Nazis did. I think that the Nazis won World War II. And I think that their authoritarian methods of behavior control, mind manipulation, converting human spirit into energy so that they can feed the need for their technology, I think all of this stuff is just moving right on down the line here. And I think that there really is no political solution or an economic solution that exists right now. And I think that we need to get a clear perception of reality and where we are in reality and take responsibility. And by using our intelligence intelligently, create the solutions that we need to create. Because right now, I mean, we're just more fuel. You know, somewhere under the religious perception of reality, a decision was made that the earth was the dominion of man, and man therefore could plunder the earth, that man could take whatever they wanted from the earth. But somewhere in the progress of this mindset, man has forgotten that we are part of the earth. And just the way that this system that technology man has devised to take the resources of the earth and turn them into fuel and energy, they've taken our spirit and they're returning it through the process, through their process of civilization, taking our spirit and turning it into energy to run their system. We need to remember that what happens to the earth happens to us. I'm not advocating anyone's politics or any of it. To me, it's just all, you know. So I think that we've got to just continue to do the best that we can do. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Trying to forget. The hardest part of trying to forget is the remembering forgetting brings back. I thought you were like the things that have happened, things and thoughts I'd put away. But you are you, more than can just be put away. How frivolous of me to assume I could regard you as a thing or a thought. Trying to forget only makes me remember emotions we share in our spirit hearts. The delights and the anger so vital, our wildness making us quick to burn bridges behind us and ahead of us, changing compromise to submit, looking for happiness, finding regret. Sometimes you appear, it's in a song, a phrase, sometimes it's a laugh, sometimes it's a vision of you near to me, or a remembrance of a touch, a kiss, or some silly thought we shared. Times are, I wonder what went wrong. Maybe our impatience stopped us from taking the time to learn what we thought we already knew. Trying to forget only makes me remember you. When you left, I knew you had to go. Water came into my eyes, I cried, then I laughed. Because sometimes I just don't know. I wanted you to stay, but you weren't really here anyway. Or if you were, it was for just a while. I've run it through my mind and rerun it through my heart. I loved you more than I could say or show. Like I say, I loved you more, but that's something only I could know. Water came into my eyes. I cried, then I laughed. What's the difference anyway? Laughing and crying, the tears taste just the same. I held you, but I didn't hold you. And in the end, I guess, I only kept myself. Her beauty is like a dancer in the night, carrying rhythms others can only imagine. Everyone wanted her, yet no one kept her beyond a fleeting moment when all seemed right. She left on her own, driven away by what they had to keep to themselves. He was one of those thinking to claim what others took long ago. They could never share the secrets, for their secrets are shame's mistakes kept quietly, making noise only when crashing down upon them like invisible walls, not able to stand on their own when they sold beauty for things their hearts never understood. Pretending what others could not see was connected to reality. They made it easy to believe, but almost impossible to live. Together they traded depth for surfaces, trading until they traded it all away for misunderstandings. Her beauty is like a dancer in the night, carrying rhythms others can only imagine. Everyone wanted her, yet no one kept her beyond a fleeting moment when all seemed right. I went so willingly, thinking about knowing the beauty of your face. Your smile, your charm, dazzled the sometime broken eyes. Your spoken thoughts of love and laughter placed the chains around me so tightly, I didn't know at first. I went so willingly, thinking about knowing the beauty of your face. Things went wrong, they often do. You grew to need me less. I went into needing you more. One day seeing we were both in a pretty prison, all I could do was escape. I went so willingly, thinking about knowing the beauty of your face. Like a butterfly with a fading heart, she needed someone to care for her. When she couldn't find it, she ran back to the mistakes. Anger and uncomfortably comfortable emotion greedily spread over those who love her, safer than taking a chance. What we try to hide, we never can, beyond placing it in ourselves. Wounds voluntarily inflicted, creating our own betrayal. Worrying about being used as we use up our time, scaring away the balance. Mental M16s mowing down the enemy. Insecurity turning trust into targets in a battle we don't understand, with industrial greed the victor. Like a butterfly with a fading heart, she needed someone to care for her. All that was left were the pictures she took, capturing the past in a prison, not unlike the one they locked themselves in. She said goodbye the other day. Loving him was lonely, lonely as she'd ever been. Her life was standing in a space where laughter was a disguise she wore as a shield to protect the world. She said goodbye the other day. Her feelings couldn't be helped. It wasn't anything he'd done. It was just that the prison's building around her separated even him from knowing laughter was a disguise she wore. She said goodbye the other day. She felt out of place, looking for a place. Her American dream hadn't prepared her for this. She felt programmed somehow. She had to find the way to where laughter is real and disguises aren't necessary. All that was left were the pictures she took.
Child's eyes, Sidewalk playgrounds got to beware. Junkman's in the shadows dealing his junk. Beautiful sisters deal themselves around. Beautiful brothers not so beautiful anymore. So much older than the day before. Ain't everybody tired of being poor? Graffiti man's got something to say. Message in a scrawl, message on the wall. Something's wrong, not our fault. We gotta be cool, our time will come. Open spaces and shopping center walls. Middle class man, middle class land. Clean enough to be a family affair. Nice place to take wide-eyed child. Controlled climate, temperate zones. Neat little shops all laid out. Everything for sale by cash or plastic. Price not negotiable, but payment is. Different junk man, different junk. Spend some money, buy some more. Graffiti man's got something to say. Message in a scrawl, message on the wall. Put on blinders, dull the senses. Who's worth more than money they spend? Skyscraper buildings, corporate corridor, office suite, executive board. High finance, big businessman suit. Not stained by sweat or blood. Using money like perfume water. Sophistication smiles hide stain and decay. Realistic decisions in columns and ledgers. Dividing profits among themselves. Spoils of war are spoils of war, says junk man, owner of the junk. Graffiti man's got something to say. Message in a scrawl. Message on the wall. Down with bosses. No more bosses. Something's gotta change. Something's gotta change. Voices catching up, watch out child, Babylon falling down, society a broken promise, economies war, citizen whores, political pimps leaving us flat on our backs, trading today waiting for the promised land, roles playing roles, covering everyday's fear, going off to work, having the job done on us. In the eyes of God, building the bomb, loving thyself, hating thyself in the illusion. Voices catching up, watch out child, Babylon falling down, Caligula laughs loudly through time, twisting love to get at the sexes, class is material consumed, designer worlds create electric impulses. Turning down life, the real goodbye. See it in our face, see it every place. Last rush in Babylon. Voices catching up. Watch out, child. Babylon falling down, falling down.
arms race, jackboots pounding earth, military precision dissecting elements of life, taking apart instead of healing, generals and gods, fascist and oil wells, man images and machines, petrochemical societies trying to hide the sun. Jackboots pounding earth, creaking leather boots, dead cows crying in a world turned to a planetary slaughterhouse. Wandering amongst the opulence, wondering what not to touch. Times not knowing, times getting bit, times of temptation, times of seduction. Wandering in the poverty, touched by everything, knowing the bite. No time for temptation, only time for doing. Babylon in terror, world run over by machines, the economics of captured dreams. The rich are the poorer, while the poor are waiting. Everyone pretending to live, calling exploitation progress, calling submission freedom, calling madness profit, calling Earth a plan et, plaguing her with civilization. Alone, we see you in your loneliness. Sometimes we wonder which is lonelier, being alone together or being lonely alone. With no protection that you know of, principles replaced by nothing, the lies becoming desperation, outrageous violence, internal and external, forming distractions from life, making the loneliness a new type of alone. Alone with your machines, alone with your fear, alone with your oppressor, alone with roles played, alone from the past, alone from the future, stranded in the universe, separated from earth, sun, moon, sky, with only God to comfort you while he sanctions war and greed. Messengers clubbing you, heavenly threats and promises, a basis for exploitation of everything, even yourself, giving up together, surrendering, alone.
We can't.
You are so small for a big woman, so soft for someone who must be so strong. Little daughter, I hold you in my arms, I laugh and am happy at your baby girl smile. To say I feel good is not enough. Little daughter, I walk with you through the dimension called time. For what are minutes, days, or years compared to father-daughter places in eternity? Little daughter, you the delicate infant child, carry the innocent reality. I pray for your protection, prayers to help you through this life experience. Little daughter, the times I hold you next to me, I am flowing an infinity of love to fill the times I cannot hold you next to me. Little daughter, I am always with you, even when you cannot see me there. Sister, sister, I want to talk to the woman in you. We're under siege in a troubled time. Sister, sister, won't you hear my voice? I'm your brother, but I've made the mistakes of a man. Sometimes it's lonely being a man. The programming has its effect. Isolation is such a cruel thing. Sister, sister, won't you understand? They took your brothers, turned them into men. Like they took our sisters, turned them into women. Sister, sister, we are all the family of Earth. They have taken us away in their nuclear war, taught us to compete and abuse and blame each other while we're all being used. Sister, sister, hear my heart. It's time to bring the family back. Together we must remember Earth. We must remember what life is all about. Sister, sister, I am your brother. Every time I've ever hurt you, I've always hurt myself.
Sister, sister, hear my voice. It's all up to us. We have a choice. Crystal clear tears of salt come when my heart talks with sadness. The tears flow my emotional rivers. It's no damn use to pretend pain will not rise again. Crystal clear tears of salt help my heart to feel for something when I do not want to. Clear my vision, see my peace. Men don't cry, Indians are stoic. I tell that to my heart, my eyes, they just laugh at me. And sometimes when my spirit hurts, they make me cry. Crystal clear, tears of salt. Purify my memory, help me understand. This is not the beginning, nor the end. For my children, to the people I can talk. When it comes to you, I know what to say. It's I just don't know how. I love you, that's not a question. Showing it has been confusing. My life has drifted always. Somehow I could just never stay. I've rationalized I'm headed to a goal. Yet sometimes my heart hears me running to a future, always from the past. I love you, don't want you hurt. I want you to realize your potential. I've always been afraid to interfere. My bias, my prejudice, my doubt, the weaker sides of me. I had to protect you, make you stronger. Compassion is to be your companion as you head to your destiny. I've tried the only way I knew. Please try to understand. I didn't know what else to do. And I love you. Yesterday's laughter is the balance for today. Today's tears are the cleansing for tomorrow. We started out so long ago. There was no one to teach us what we had to know. The days were ours, the times, they were extreme. We did our best and we did our worst in a constant struggle to understand why. Illusions and fantasies battering us, teaching us the hard way, forcing us to find a right way. Shelter and comfort coming where we found it. Constantly moving, it was like being chased by something we did not understand. Many are the times we could have just laid down and died, but the will of life helped us to survive. As we traveled through life with yesterday's laughter, the balance for today, and today's tears, a cleansing for tomorrow. Young ones, listen. Remember who we are. Remember where we are. Do not take the word of America. Listen to them as in caution. Live among them as in surrounded. Live not as they live. Live to appreciate. Seconds ago in eternity, ancient ones decided. Way before wounded spirits, dreams shattering under aggression. Earth is mother. We are children. The protection is our innocence. Seconds ago it was decided. We are the middle of forever. Look for your medicine. There is a white world gone mad, thinking protection is in force. Greed, the machine, preys on them, but they will not admit it or do anything about it. They have no medicine, with backs turned on children and elders. They do not even care for air or water or land or life. Too confused to care, is no way to live. Young ones, listen. Remember who you are. Remember where you are. Remember why you are.
I guess, as long as it doesn't get hot out there. See, it's like the way it is right now with us, with the water situation is, we don't have enough water to flush our toilets. We have to haul seawater to do this. We don't have enough water to keep the island as clean as we want to, because we've got to ration it because we are hauling it. And we have to ration the water because anything could happen. And it's like, what if they come in and try to take us off and we want to barricade ourselves in a building? We've got to have water to hold out to it. But we're not going to. And besides that, everybody should have water. I mean, God gave it to the land and we have a right to it. He didn't give it to United States government.
By not keeping it as clean as you want, do you think there's a health hazard out there?
Oh, there could be. If it gets hot, there would be. If we have like last week we had a few hot days, and if that warm spell would have stretched out into any period of time, we would have had a health hazard.
About how long of a warning, who is the assistant to Spiro Agnew on the Indian Opportunity Council, said you'd proved your point with Alcatraz, the problems were on the mainland, and the time was to come back and face the problems on the mainland. Do you agree with that?
Mr. Robertson, we're glad that Mr. Robertson from the Vice President's office thinks that we have proved our point. It's to us when we know we've proved our point. Well, we've proved the point that Mr. Robertson would like to have proved, but about the things that are going on about Indian peoples socially and economically being below par compared to the rest of the population. But we've got a bigger point than that. We're saying, we're talking about law. We're talking about respect as a people, respecting a people as a people. We're talking about more than poverty. We're talking about honor. We're saying, you've never dealt with us honorably, United States, ever. And it's time that you start doing so, because we're not going to allow it to continue. We can't.
Mr. Robertson's point was that all the problems for the Indian people, such as you just mentioned, are in the cities on the mainland, and therefore you were not helping these problems by staying out on the island. Do you agree with that?
No. Problems for the Indian people are within the United States government. Problems that we're having is the Nisqually fishing battle at Frank's Landing in Washington, where the treaty is being broken. The federal government is allowing the state government to break a treaty that was signed between the Indians and the Indian people and the federal government, and that treaty is a law. We're talking about things like this. We're talking about that if we're free, we want the right to make our own decisions. We don't want the great white father image anymore looking down on us, making the decision for us. And this Mr. Robertson or President Nixon came out with this proposal that he gave to Congress, the 9-step plan. And he talks in there about ending paternalism. He created that. He didn't end any paternalism with that bill.
Well, Mr. Trudeau, President Nixon says that he feels particularly close to Indians because his football coach, who was also his first campaign manager, is an Indian. Do you think he is particularly close to the Indians?
I think Mr. Nixon is probably particularly close to Mr. Nixon. And another thing...
Bring your water. How long can you go calling it over? What spell could you take? An entire week?
Yeah, we could take a week. But it's like... We could take a week... We could probably take 2 or 3 weeks, but we'd be hauling water every day. We'd have to use most of our containers. We'd have to use most of our water. Our water would be used much faster. And why should we have to haul the water?
Is there enough water out there now for bathing and things like that?
We come over to the mainland and take showers. We don't bathe there. Come over here. We have a lot of... Every day our people, we kind of stagger it on the boats and stuff, but people come over and take showers and get clean up over here and go back to the island.
Has Mr. Hannon answered your request at all for more water?
Mr. Hannon has said no concessions, and that the government isn't going to cooperate with us. That he himself isn't. The attitude that we're getting, that Mr. Hannon presents to us, is that he wants to get us out of there, and he doesn't care what has to go down to do it. He's trying to convey the message that he's the boss, and we're not talking about things like boss, who is the boss and who isn't.
Robert Roberts.
His football coach was Indian. There are a lot of Indians in this country, and there are... Just because you have Indian blood, if you live white, then that doesn't really make you an Indian. And we're concerned about people, the reservation people, the people on the reservations that are being forced to assimilate or die out. We're worried about things like our language and our culture. And we want this on our own terms. We don't want it... We don't want to be able to hang on to it because the federal government says we can keep this much and we can keep that much. It's part of us, and we want it all.
Halusa Nation, the human beings, the people, see the spiritual in the natural through sense and feeling. Everything is related. All the things of earth and in the sky have spirit. Everything is sacred. Confronted by the alien nation, the subjects and the citizens see the material religions through trauma and numb. Nothing is related. All the things of the earth and in the sky have energy to be exploited. Even themselves, mining their spirits into souls sold, into nothing is sacred, not even their self. The Ally Nation, Alien Nation.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We'll post a full playlist of what we played today on our Facebook page, facebook.com/RoseCityNativeRadio. We'll see you next week, Indian Country.
Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kabu.fm. KABU's Community Advisory Board will meet on Thursday, December 7th at 6 p.m. This month's meeting will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland and online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting virtually can be found on our website at kabu.fm.